We have the perfect combination to cause compaction in our fields, both wet soils and heavy combines and grain carts during harvest. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, with all the moisture that we've received and rain in the forecast this week, folks are pushing hard with harvest. While we're getting crops out, we're also likely pushing soil particles together and causing compaction in our fields. Soil compaction occurs when soil particles are pressed together, limiting the amount of space for both air and for water. Water in the soil acts as a lubricant between those soil particles, making the soil easier to compact. When that space is squeezed out of the soil, it reappears somewhere else in the form of a rut. Ruts leave the soil surface rough and severe compaction below them. This is the compaction that can cause severe problems for next year's crop and can increase runoff because of reduced rainfall infiltration. If a rut wasn't formed, then there was enough soil structure present to support the weight without causing additional compaction. Now, prevention is the best cure for soil compaction. Staying off the soils that are wet is a good prevention tool, although not always practical when we have crops to get out of the field. Because of this, let's discuss minimizing those compacted areas of the field. A way of controlling compaction is to control the traffic pattern. 80 to 85% of compaction is done with the first pass of traffic. Producers should practice controlled traffic to reduce the areas in the field with wheel traffic compaction. To minimize wheel traffic compaction at harvest time, the grain carts should follow the same tracks as the combine. A lot of grain cart drivers think they should move over a couple of rows to spread out the compaction, but this will only compact more of the field. Likewise, grain trucks shouldn't be driven into the field as the axle loads and tire pressures are not suitable for soils. Choosing larger tires, adding additional tires, or choosing a tracked vehicle can reduce compaction. Research has shown that reducing ground pressure to a minimal value of less than 12 pounds per square inch can reduce both shallow and deep compaction. Though these results might be disputed, it's a good idea to minimize both axle loads and ground pressure. To alleviate soil compaction, tillage can be done. The important thing to remember is that the soil should be dry when doing this tillage. If the soil is too wet, more compaction could be created. For the best results, the soil has to be dry enough to easily shatter. The depth of the compaction needs to be determined, and the tillage takes place below that compaction layer. Normal freezing and thawing during the winter can sometimes break up compaction, particularly if that compacted layer is near the soil surface. If you have any questions about compaction in your fields, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis. You can also get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can see what I'm finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.